right.
That's true. I should do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You just reminded me. He said to me, no new person speech, meaning that often when we have new people, don't worry, we're not going to call you a front runner.
Not yet.
Unless you want that, of course, that's fine too. But again, like I said, as we're praying before us, we believe that God speaks. We believe that, no, he's not distant, far off, and he is very close and very near. And for those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ, we believe, we know that the Holy Spirit lives in us, and he loves us, and he loves to talk to us. And we believe in all the gifts, so prophecy, tongues, words of knowledge, discernment, and all of them. And so when we're worshiping together, or sometimes teaching, or just sitting together, you might hear God say something. Might share a scripture passage or a picture or a word. You are more than free to share that. Please be free to share that. The only thing we ask is if it's a word of correction or direction that you may go to Carlene, myself, or Larry's at the back here. Just ask that you pass that by us so that we can discern together whether that should be shared. But our time with the Lord, well, but he wants to speak to us, and so let's be ready to hear him. So we praise him and we worship him, but we also listen to him. There, is that good?
Acceptable.
Okay. There you go.
My heart. Thank you. build your kingdom here.
Streets and land, send your church. change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. We pray.
Lord God, I pray that the atmosphere would be changed. Over us first, because we need a change over us, Lord. I pray that you'd set us on fire, Lord. Set your church on fire. Set us ablaze, Lord God. I pray, Lord, we want more. We want more than for us to know you. We want this region to know you. We want people to come to know you, Lord Jesus. We want to see the lost saved. We want to see the Niagara region changed. Lord God, we want to see the sick healed, the spiritually sick healed, the physically sick healed, the emotionally sick healed, Lord God. We want to see your name lifted high, that the name of Jesus would be honored. It would be honored, not just in the church, Lord God, not just in when we gather together on Sundays, and not just among believers, but among unbelievers as well, Lord God, and that they would become believers, that they would come to follow you. And so we pray that the atmosphere would be changed. I just feel in my spirit that just the enemy trying to dampen what God wants to do here in us and through us and to show us. And I pray against the enemy's work. I pray that your fire, Lord God, would burn up anything that the enemy is trying to set up against us. I pray, Lord God, that we would worship you with open eyes and open ears. The way that we have often experienced the Lord interpreting tongues is sometimes there's word for word, sometimes there's specific words, sometimes the Lord gives a picture or a scripture passage or even the feel of what's being said. And so, is there interpretation? Does anyone have any interpretation?
Just felt the scripture at the same time as what you had a tongue. It's James chapter 5. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide him off.
I got the verses that Kevin had mentioned in the prayer for Forrest. In Psalm 133, it says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It's like precious oil on the head running down on the beard, on the beard of Aaron." And my impression is, it's not just for Forrest, but it's for the church and of Niagara to be unified in the spirit.
Got the word breaking, so that's interesting. And I just, the sense that I got was that God, He is breaking, that He will work alongside of us. Well, we are working alongside Him, actually, but He is going to break. He is already breaking.
With the blowing of the shofar there, just heard the words, "Wake up. Wake up."
I have that too. I know the worship team's all up there, but I feel like I'm supposed to do communion now. I mean, that's just for me, so I don't know. That's what. not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to him. Yesterday, Larry and I just were talking, and then I just was sharing with him about, you know, when we talk to people about the Lord or not talk to people about the Lord, in my heart, it's just becoming so urgent, and I just keep feeling like we have this incredible treasure and this incredible saving grace that we don't share, people are going to be going to hell. And so I was just saying to Larry that in my typical Lily fashion, I'll be like, Jesus, are you coming soon? And I'll hear him say, yeah, I'm coming soon. And then after a little bit, so are you coming soon? You know, and are you really coming soon? But I just feel it's so urgent. And one of the things that I felt God sharing with me like many years ago is prepare ye the way of the Lord. And I think that is something that I'm supposed to just keep sharing, even though I know I've said this before, but I really believe Jesus is coming very soon, and it is time to move out into action. Always like being led by the Spirit, but I think God is just giving us so much free reign to just go now, and so I just probably need to share.
No other name.
I was just saying to Larry, praying about the communion, and just curious, just waiting to see what song the Lord laid on your heart there for the next song. I think we're supposed to do communion together today. I know that sometimes we have communion where we can walk up and take it, but actually I think we just have this picture of taking communion together. Just this theme, and just what the Lord is sharing with me, I think what I'll be sharing later on this morning, and then no other name. I think as we take communion together, we're supposed to be reminded of the exclusivity of the gospel and the importance of the gospel, and really there is no other name. So I'm going to walk around and you walk around with the juice, and I'll walk around with the bread. And I'm just going to ask So if people take a chunk of bread, take the cup, and then we'll wait for each other, and then.
Song that we're going to sing, No Other Name. There is no other name under heaven by which people can be saved. There is no other salvation. There is no other salvation. There's only one gospel. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why he died. Wants everyone to be saved. There's only one way to be saved. And it's by his broken body, and by his shed blood, and by his resurrection. And as we eat together and as we drink together, we remember this. And we need to be reminded of it. Maybe more than ever before. I don't know, in this world where people want to preach that there's many ways to heaven and there's many ways to be saved. And what is salvation anyway? No, no. There's only one way, and it's Jesus Christ. So on that night that he was betrayed, on that night that he was arrested in the garden, he took the bread and he broke it. And this was a symbol, this was a prophetic act. He broke it. And he gave it to the disciples and they ate and said, do this in remembrance of me. And so let's remember specifically that there is no other name. We need to remember. We need to remember together. Thank you, Lord, for your broken body. Thank you that you are our salvation. It's a time. After the meal, took the cup. It was the third cup of the meal, the Passover meal, and it's the cup of redemption. There is no other way to be redeemed. There is no other way to be reconciled. And then I'm thinking of actually just a little aside, a few asides, right? This week at the Journey and Bible study, we started talking about the cup a little bit. And how the marriage in a traditional Jewish setting, how it takes place, and specifically the engagement. And the groom would go to the father-in-law's house or the bride's house, and he would take three things: some money, a contract, and a bottle of wine. And the money would be for the bride price, and they would work out what the bride is, what the cost is to the groom. And that reminds us of Jesus and the cost, the price that he paid. And the contract, the wedding contract, the vows, and that reminds us of the covenant that Jesus made with us. And then the cup. And what would happen then, when the father and the groom agreed on the price and on the contract, the groom would pour a glass of wine. And they would invite the bride to be into the room, and they would give her the choice. It was an arranged marriage, but she had a choice. And if she chose to drink the cup, then they were engaged.
Betrothed.
They were betrothed. And there would then, then we wait for the marriage. The marriage would come later, and they would be betrothed. But it was the bride's choice. So we have the cup in front of us. And every time we drink it, we're supposed to remember him and remember our covenant with him. And remember that we are betrothed. We are betrothed to one husband, Jesus Christ. And he is ours. And we are his. I am my beloved's. And he is mine. And so, Lord, we remember you and we celebrate our betrothal to you. And we look forward to that marriage time, that marriage supper of the Lamb, where we are your bride and you are our groom. Thank you. Thank you for making this possible. Thank you for paying the price. Thank you for paying the price. We do this in remembrance of you. Strength to you. We want to just proclaim boldly and loudly that there is no other name. And we will not be silent about this fact. We will not be silent about the gospel. We will not be ashamed of the gospel. But we will proclaim it boldly and freely. lovingly, with kindness and compassion, and with boldness and courage. We proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. It says that when we take communion, we proclaim the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Thank you.
will shake and tremble before him. Chains will break as heaven can sing. Holy is the name, holy is the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The earth will shake and tremble before him. Chains will break.
no longer slaves.
Yeah. I'm no longer slave to fear. I am.